Earlier this week, I was in Dingle as the search for Fungi was being called off. He's been missing for 10 days now, and there's a real sense of sadness around the town. I met marine biologist and owner of Dingle SeaWorld, Kevin Flannery, to ask him what might have happened to the town's most famous resident and what age Fungi might be.
He's obviously here for us since with the last 37 years. It's actually October in 83 I reported him to the Natural History Museum. And at that time he was a young adult when he arrived. Obviously he'd been put out of the pod because males and fighting and the whole lot. And he'd been separated. So he arrived here then when he was young. So you're looking at him being up to around 45, which is the possible maximum age that bottlenose dolphins live to. We don't know, but we assume that would be the age for males living around 45 to 50 years of age. Now, obviously, when they were searching yesterday and diving, they didn't find the carcass of the body down in, under the water. So hopefully he may have taken off, because he was playing and he was quite active with the humpbacks, which I have never seen, the volume of humpbacks. And there was a humpback in the mouth of the harbour with him, and there was a minke whale, and okay, there was other dolphins. So the possibility he may have decided to go off with them and get food. On top of that, we've had prevailing easterly winds, which are neither good for man nor beast, and there was virtually no fish in the bay, and he needs food, he needs fish, and he may have decided to go off.
And you've had all types of people here to visit him?
Oh, we've had the whole human race, the weird and the wonderful and the delightful. We've had people who went into the water swimming in the nude with him. We've had some beautiful... He was more attracted to the female form than the male form. The dolphin took over their lives and they migrated from England, from Holland and from everywhere else and came here. But we've had people who drove into the water who had these amphibious craft. They didn't realise the big trawlers were coming in full throttle and winding over the sunroof and some. We've had people living in teepees. We've had people clapping stones in the water. We've had a guy playing the saxophone on top of the water, and he asking us, was the dolphin happy? The boatmen were happy, whatever, but we've had a guy playing a tin whistle underwater. We've had everything you can think of. The whole ambit of life down to the last 30 years has arrived here, because the dolphin has enhanced their life. We've had people seriously who took it very seriously, who believed that he was a cure for anorexia, for depression, for everything else, and they've all appeared and gone again. But the dolphin has made an impact, and the biggest impact he has made is on young people, and people are a realisation that the sea is about a living entity where all these animals and everything are, and to be cared for.
There's a very sombre mood around town. I've been around all day.
Absolutely. I mean, you must consider that in the early 80s, the economy of this country, and we had most of our young people that were playing football in Boston, New York and all over the place, and he enlightened the economy. First we had Ryan's daughter, and then we've had Fungi, and the fishermen weren't making much, so a couple of the fishermen started out, and then it evolved, and then the restaurants, pubs, bars and everything that with this one single dolphin created this industry in itself, and it has lasted this long, and I suppose we have to be grateful for that.
How many livelihoods are dependent on him, would you think?
I would safely say that you'd be close on 50 in total, because between you have three or four offices, you have people working in them, you have the tour guides that go out with it, you have the boatmen, so we have 16 vessels that would be indirectly, there's 12 directly involved, and there's the other four or five that would be passing out with him, then you have sea safaris. But some of the guys have been facing up to the inevitable for us all and for the dolphin, and they have been diversifying from eco to eco-tours, sea safaris, that sort of thing. So the inevitable happens with everything, and hopefully they will be able to go onwards and strong, but it's still a huge economic loss for the town. You can see that you're on the west coast of Ireland, we have an indigenous industry, and now it's been wiped out overnight because the poor dolphin is gone. In the middle of a pandemic, it ain't looking good.
Kevin Flannery, and not great news from Dingle.